We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
He's still hoping that they Tatum goes down hard, bounces right back up. Jaylen Brown gets into Tatum Martin's face. He thought there was something wrong there. Tatum got up and walked away. He didn't, but Brown stuck up for his teammate.
I mean, that doesn't look dirty. He looked like Caleb Martin was going in to jump for the offensive rebound, and it just was weird timing.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'm not trying to start nothing here, but I'm just... Eric Spoelstra called a timeout with a minute 30 down by 16. 30 seconds later, that play happens. 30 seconds later, why is he calling a timeout at 1:30?
Down 16.
And then why is that play happening? That play right there, 30 seconds later. I don't know, man. That looks shady to me.
What you call that?
Code red.
A code red, said Scal. Which, by the way, was his nickname in college. It's hour number two. Jones and Arcan, no Mego. She had to leave early today. Got a bad batch of Mountain Dew, is what we're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
Though the text line and the Twitch chat, of course, is very concerned about Mego and her well-being. I will get into the Celtics and Heat. Pretty ugly game one yesterday. Not a ton to sink your teeth into. Outside of that final exchange between Tatum and Caleb Martin, the code red, as Scal put it. So we'll get to that. We'll also circle back to our big question of the day. Will we see both goalies in this series? A lot of people have asked who should start game two tonight. I say Swayman. Arcan says Swayman. Even Mego said Swayman, and she's Team Allmark over there.
She's also very sick, so maybe.
She is. Yeah, she might not be thinking
might
straight.
Might have been the flu talking there.
Should we see both goalies in the series? 62% say yes, we should see both goalies in the series, which I vehemently disagree with. And Arcan, you were outraged at just the discrepancy in that number.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I can't believe so many people are voting that way. I really am just surprised. That's it.
Okay, you're just surprised.
Swayman, I thought, was the reason why.
It's kind of a current-esque pregnant pause there. I wasn't sure if you had more. Okay.
Swayman was good enough in that game, I thought. From the very beginning of the game, like right Toronto had a bunch of scoring chances, and Swayman was great from the very beginning of that game. I thought that would be enough to sort of ease the masses or appease the masses for at least a couple games. But people still want to see the rotation. I'm shocked.
Yeah, and again, I don't think they lost because they went away from their rotation last year. I think they chose the wrong goalie or stuck with the wrong goalie for too long. Or, as the text line pointed out, maybe Bergeron rushed back and ruined everything because he needed he's a glory hog at the end. By the way, we've also talked some draft. Diana Rossini says the Patriots are listening at pick three. She also says Jonathan Kraft is very, very involved. We'll take your draft thoughts here on Jones and Arkin. On WEEI, our draft coverage is brought to you by McFarland Energy, Greater Boston and Cape Cod's choice for home heating, oil delivery, and expert HVAC product and services at McFarlandEnergy.com, and by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee and McCormick Spices. That's our draft coverage here on WEEI. We'll have a lot of it with the draft just 3 days, 4 hours, 54 minutes, and 48 seconds away. You can jump in on the phone, 617-779-7937. Again, Mego had to leave. Text line Arcan, very concerned about her, 37937. Is Mego drunk again? I'm worried about her. It's true.
Again.
She was hungover on it Friday?
Yes.
Very hungover on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And now bad batch of the dew.
Her birthday was a couple weeks ago. Maybe she's doing the Arcan thing, month-long celebration.
Hey, that's a good point. All I know is Arcan was beaming when Mego left. Not just because he has more time to talk, but also because this is future ammunition. I already know he's going to use it against Mego for ditching out mid-show.
100%.
I mean, Arcan, he's never left mid-show.
It's true.
I mean, he just won't show up. He won't bother leaving his house. He just won't show up.
I feel like that's an important part here.
But he's never left mid-show.
It's okay. Fair point, Jones. Fair point.
Future ammunition for Arcan.
Mm-hmm.
Matt and Lunenburg in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. He says, let's go. Finally got that toots out of here. Now we can have a manly show.
About time.
It's true. Very manly program here today. PSheehan24 in the Twitch chat. The voice of reason has left the building.
That's also true.
That's also very true, mm-hmm. I would say. And then there's this one. Today's Meg-splaining vomit noises is what we're going to be doing. So get ready for that. Arkan, did the Heat send a message to Jason Tatum and the Celtics at the end of the game, the code red that Scal was discussing?
I think Scal is 100% right. I think that's exactly what happened. I think that's the plan that they have. I think without Jimmy Butler, they need some sort of spark like that, and they can't take this team just on talent alone. I know that when they played around the Super Bowl, Butler didn't play in that game, and that was a close game. But I don't think you're going to see that in this series unless they go out there and try and intimidate the Celtics and try and punch them in the face and do what they did at the end of that game. That play by Caleb Martin was a dirty play. I'm sorry. Anybody's like, oh, he was just trying to go up for the rebound. No, he wasn't. He jumped into Tatum when Tatum was already at the peak of his jump. That's about as dirty as it gets. It's a dangerous play. It was a dangerous play, and he did it on purpose, and I wouldn't be at all shocked if Spoelstra didn't outright say, go out there and undercut Jason Tatum.
Undercut him?
But go out there and there's hard no foul. Way.
There's, okay, fine. That.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he told him to go out there and undercut him. But
Wait,
he said,
what?
Go out there
That's
and
what you just
put
said.
No, I said he didn't do that. I literally said he didn't. I don't think he did.
Perhaps I misheard you.
Okay, well, the point is, I don't think he said go and undercut him, but I do think he said go and give a hard foul.
Okay, that's what I think, too.
Yeah.
I think Spoelstra's like, look, their starters are out there. Which, by the way, people are, like, blaming Missoula for having a starter set. It was just a 12-point game, like, 2 seconds before that. Your starters should be out there. It's a playoff game. It's a 12-point game. Miami just made a giant run. The starters should be out there. I have no problem with that.
Me neither.
But Spoelstra might have—so I'm not blaming Missoula for this. But Spoelstra might have said, why the hell are those guys out there? Let's send them a message. Let's send them a message, and let's get some momentum now for game two, which is on, what, Tuesday night?
Wednesday night.
I'm sorry. Not till Wednesday. Let's get some momentum now. Give them something to think about.
Memorial Day.
I don't think he said go hurt Jason Tatum. I don't think he said undercut him. I apologize for mishearing you, Arkan. I don't think he said any of that. But did he say, guys, let's go send a message. Let's let them know we're here. I bet he said that. That's the Pat Riley way.
Yep.
That's the Eric Spoelstra way. That's Heat culture. So, yeah. I believe they said something like that. I wouldn't go as far as Scal went after the code red comment. I agree with the code red. Scal went a little far here in my estimation.
You go at the best player? I didn't like that.
So is this them trying to send a message, or is that just a dirty play?
I mean, to me, it's a dirty play.
Yeah.
I think anybody should look at that. Like, I think Martin should get suspended for that. That's a dirty play. You can't do that. Like, just think about that. The NBA is about the star players. The idea of winning a championship is your star players have to stay healthy. And you just, the guy goes up and you just ram into him? That ain't basketball.
Okay. I mean, look, was it a dirty play? Yeah.
Yeah.
Should he be suspended? God, no. You're going to suspend Caleb Martin over
that? If he was a repeat offense, if he was Draymond Green, he might have got suspended.
Fine. Yep. Fine.
But he doesn't
Fair.
Have a reputation
yeah.
like that, so I don't think so.
If
no.
you're Draymond, if you're Dylan Brooks, if you're Marcus Smart, then and you have a track record of being a dirty-ass player, well, then fine. Maybe. But you're right. In the case of Caleb, he shouldn't be suspended, for God's sakes. Was it dirty? Yeah. It's a foul. Could Tatum have gotten hurt? Absolutely. He got his free throws. Tatum was more than fine. Did you like Jaylen Brown's response? A lot of people are giving Jaylen credit for, like, standing up for Tatum. I thought he was way... If you want to give him credit for standing up, I thought he was way late to stand up for his buddy there.
He got in between them, I saw, and then Martin Tatum, slapped his hand away. And
Tatum was already up and on his feet and
words,
running
yeah.
away and clearly fine.
Yeah, and everybody sort of gathered around.
Ooh,
I didn't think
Jaylen went to defend his buddy? Eh. I mean, ultimately, after he knew Tatum was fine, he smacked away Caleb Martin's hand.
Well, Martin
and he spoke
went to
a couple
try and,
of words.
Martin went to try and help him up, which I thought was a weasel move, too. It's like, all right, you're going to hit the guy, and now you're going to try and help him up like bleep you. You know, if you're going to hit him, just hit him. And I liked that Brown sort of was like, get out of here. You know, this is my teammate, whatever. But I didn't think it was some big stand he took.
Me neither. Yeah. I didn't think it was a quick response whatsoever. And so
it wasn't
fine.
Like Robert Parrish punching Lambeer.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than, like, not coming to his aid at all. But this idea that, like, ooh, the Celtics are together and standing up for Tatum. Eh. But so here's what I thought about the game, and we can get into this beyond just Miami sending a message. I'm with you, Arkan. I think they clearly were trying to send a message. I think it's the only way they're going to win the series.
It's all they have. The only
way they're going to win this series without Butler. With Butler, I'd give him a chance, meaning like they can drag this thing out. They can go 6 or 7. I know Ryan's snickering at that in the other room. I've seen it too many times to not respect Miami. I respect Miami, but they need to be at something approaching full strength. They're not. They didn't even have Rozier. Never mind Jimmy Butler. They're not at full strength. They're not going to win this series straight up. The only way they're going to do it is muck it up because the Celtics are soft. And I think the Heat see that. I think Pat Riley sees that. I think Spoelstra sees that. I would expect more of the same. And so to me, hell yeah, they ordered the code red. I don't think they said go undercut Tatum and hurt him. I don't think Caleb Martin should be suspended or anything like that. No league investigation. But Miami was trying to give him something to think about going into game two. And we'll see if it works or not. I've seen the Celtics go soft. They are mentally soft.
Gross.
They're fragile. That is gross. They're mentally soft, Arkan. I've seen them be fragile before. And let's see if this works. I don't totally rule out that it's going to work.
Yeah, I don't rule it out either. And I think that the only way the Celtics don't sweep here is one of two options. One, you just said, is that they get intimidated by the Heat playing them, tougher, which I think is a possibility. But, I mean, we're not talking about a really super tough Heat team here. We're talking about Caleb Martin and, you know, like a bunch of guys who Kevin Love, and who's really going to go out there and intimidate that? I don't feel like that's the type of team that can do that. What I think may work in their favor is if it throws the Celtics off a little bit. Like, I think the only way the Celtics don't sweep is if they go out and have an awful shooting night and they miss like 75% of their threes or something, which they've had games like that this year. I think that's the only way that the Heat get a game out of this series.
Put a pin in that. The idea that the Celtics are going to shoot their way out of a game, because if they keep shooting like they shot in game one, it's coming. Meaning if they're taking 49 threes, they're not going to hit 22 every game. Sam Hauser's not going to be red hot every game. They're going to have a game where they hit 12. And so I think that played into Miami's hand. Just the Celtics were hot. We know when the Celtics are hot, they win playoff games. What happens when they go cold? And I agree. Does Miami have like an enforcer to step to the Celtics? Not really. But the Celtics are a soft-ass team. And so it's more about the Celtics, and do they get away from their game, or do they start trying to play the game on Miami's terms or something like that? Did Miami send a message? Was it intentional? Was it dirty? Do you agree with Scal? Caleb Martin should be suspended.
Correct.
617-779-7937. By the way, shame on me for missing the obvious Mountain Dew Code Red jokes with Mega.
Oh, God, yeah, right.
Twitch did not.
I was going to say, a lot of those on the text line. A lot of those in Twitch as well. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Also, credit to the Twitch chat, not just for picking up on jokes. They also corrected my math on the Red Sox, Arcan.
Uh-huh.
I penciled them in for a 656 winning percentage, not a 565 winning percentage.
Tough.
Dyslexic Jones or whatever that was.
Tough. Let me worry about Y equals MX plus B.
And so they corrected me. I think it's a 94 win pace, something like that. I'd have to redo the math. It was not 106. That was wishful thinking on the glass half full Jones hashtag fun sucks.
Just ask Twitch next time if you need some math.
You know what?
They got you.
I should. I tried to do it in the middle of the segment. It was stupid. It was a mistake. 617-779-7937. All your Celtics thoughts along with our big question of the day on the Bruins. Who they going with tonight in game two right after Trending with Arcan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.